Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Forever! Dog!
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, Spiders, Man. Starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Mark Gagliardi as Croach the Tracker, his faithful Martian companion. Featuring Busy Phillips as the Red Plains Rider, and Dave Koechner as the Robot Outlaw. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks Nevada's theme is by Evan Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for our first feature, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who yearn to make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With his stalwart Martian companion by his side.
I am from Galut Proctor.
Mars.
Which you designate
Everybody
Mars.
Calls it Mars.
We don't.
Say
we
Mars.
Call it Galut
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's vermins need a catching, and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, he'd received news from the Red Plains Rider.
I reckon I could give our romantic type relationship another chance, Nevada.
Winner!
And what of our romantic relationship?
Sorry.
But while Sparks found himself in inverted peril, Croach and Red retrieved the inside out and gun, during which time Croach made a startling discovery.
Red Plains Rider, I wish for your happiness, whomever it is with.
And then he got caught by the giant spiders of Zizzix.
Forget about me! Take the inversification gun! Save Sparks Nevada! Breed with him!
We're just dating!
Red arrived just in time to turn the marshal right side out again.
Winner! back to normal and alive. We should celebrate by kissing.
No time. Croach is in trouble.
Well, maybe, but we could have been kissing the whole time you just said that.
Don't make me reconsider choosing you that time I chose you.
Wish we'd been kissing instead of having that entire conversation. Wait up, Red. Hiya, Mercury. Here we go.
Can Sparks and Red save Croach from the giant spiders of Mars? Will Sparks and Red survive an encounter with said spiders? Find out in tonight's exciting episode, Spiders Man.
Red, seriously, wait up. Wait up. Oh. Wait, you're not really reconsidering the choice you made about getting romantic with me again, are you?
You gotta consider, Nevada. Croach wasn't nothing but selfless.
I'm selfless. It's my job to be selfless. Selfless pays, so.
You know, the more you talk, the more I miss what Croach said.
Yeah, what did he say exactly?
That he wanted you and me to be happy together.
Yeah, and we should honor that. We should, yes.
Are you riding your horse closer to mine?
No. Yeah, which answer do you want? Because, no, I think my horse just likes your horse. I think that's what it is.
Just never mind. Look, the case is this is.
Whoa, what happened to him?
Lycos Bill turned him inside out with this here gun that turns stuff inside out.
Yeah, I hate that gun. Looks like he didn't get the gold, but he did turn some of those spiders inside out. Look at that one. Nice cephalothorax, dum-dum.
Nevada, instead of taunting dead inside-outed spiders,
Yeah. Why
don't I turn the caves the right away so we can find Croach easier?
Yeah.
All right. Right side out.
Yeah.
Let's go find Croach. Just go in them caves and we're gonna get him out. Just go in.
Yeah, what's the matter? Are you
Let's
okay?
Let's just go in!
Oh, all right. So dark in here.
That's a good thing they invented infrared goggles hundreds of years ago.
So red in here.
Is it?
Yeah. You gotta look with your eyes.
Well, I'm colorblind.
Really?
Don't make no thing about it.
No, it's just... What? I never knew that. It's kind of cute.
You are an odd duck, Nevada.
At least I know what purple looks like.
You know, just when I think my heart's made up its mind about you or Croach, one of you goes and changes it.
All right, well, reckon we best find him before those spiders come for us. No telling which way to go. Hey, you know who would be good at finding Croach? Croach. He's a tracker, so...
Sparks Nevada, the Red Plains Rider.
See how good he is? He already knows we're here.
You will never be able to track me within these caves. You have limited senses and even more limited tracking abilities. So follow the sound of my voice.
We should go.
That way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm making the sound of my voice. Right. Track it. Use your limited abilities and your single sense of hearing to follow...
We're here.
Oh, greetings.
Yes. Hey, watch this. Watch this. Hey, Croach, what are you doing? Are you just... What are you... Hanging around? Do you get it? Because he's up in a... Because he's hanging around.
I sense that this is an attempt at humor.
Yeah.
Based upon the fact that I am suspended in an oversized spider's web.
That's what it was.
Surrounded by oversized spiders.
Yeah, reckon they're as scared of us as we are of them.
I ain't scared of them.
Well, great, because they don't seem so scared of us either. No. We should start firing. Yeah. Red, I want you to know if I gotta go, this is how I wanna go.
Torn asunder by a multitude of giant spiders?
By your side, yeah.
This is the manner by which I, too, prefer your demise. Supportive.
That's not supportive.
I guess there are worse fellas to die near than you two.
Yeah, but dying near me is better than dying near Croach, probably, right?
I shall not perish today, Sparks Nevada. I shall be consumed by the spider's young upon their hatching.
See, Croach ain't even dying near you, so I guess I...
Can we just please focus on the being killed?
Yeah, all right. Whoa, Red, they're webbing you up.
I can see that, Nevada.
Red, they're webbing me up.
I see that too, Nevada.
Yeah.
And welcome to this overlarge web.
Wow.
Your rescue lacked proficiency and the more important qualities of a rescue.
Wow. At least they ain't eating us.
Don't you see how this is worse?
Worse than being eaten? No.
I'm claustrophobic as all get out, and I can't move at all.
Sure can holler, though.
You are dang right I can holler. Okay. I am twitchier than a space cricket in a coffee pot in space, and I will gall dang holler until someone gall dang lets me loose. Gall dang it!
You did not know that the Red Plains Rider possesses an intense fear of confinement?
Yeah, I only just found out she's colorblind.
Do something, Nevada.
What? What do you want me to do?
Do not worry, the Red Plains Rider.
You do something too, Croach.
It shall be over soon. The giant spiders shall lay eggs within you as they have laid eggs within me. Those eggs will hatch. Baby giant spiders shall consume us from within. Then it shall be over.
You are poor comfort.
Yeah, you're bad at that. Hey, I have a question. Speaking of laying eggs inside of us, how do they do that exactly?
Via their ovipositors.
Yeah, no, I know, but, like, I mean, do they lay them, like, in mouth or, like, right in your stomach, or how do
they... Whatever you're into.
Okay.
This is not a conversation to have, spiders. Don't you dare lay your eggs in me any which way. Learn English and let me down out of here.
Don't worry, Red. I got a plan.
Is it to say, Nevada?
That's part of it, yeah.
No, no, not okay. Get me out of here. Somebody help!
Ask and you shall receive, lady!
Hey, look at that. It's Billy the Butt.
Kiss you, dirt spiders. You'll pick on somebody close to your size who is metal.
Would you look at that? He's taking on the spiders.
And winning. Good job, Robert. Now cut me down.
So, Red, I didn't know you were claustrophobic.
Oh, well, you know what? By all means, let's us talk about it while I'm wrapped up tighter than a rodeo calf.
No. I just mean to say it. Now I see why you hesitated coming into the caves. But you came into the caves anyway. Reckon you must care a bit for Croach.
I do. I care for the both of you.
Yeah, but Croach knew all that stuff about you.
Oh, don't get down on yourself, Nevada. I made my choice. Sorta.
Sorta? Have you reconsidered your choice, the Red Plains Rider?
I ain't having this conversation trussed up in no spider's web.
If you quit hollering, lady, you might notice I done solved your giant spider's problem. Now, why come was I here in the first place is another issue. There is to say a phrase, gold in them there hills. I came for that. Now, I ain't the type for homework, but I done mines in regard to these caves, and I knew of the spiders within, and was thus prepared. Saving y'all was merely a side dish's benefit.
All right, well. Well, thank you, Billy the Bot.
Must be the
Also, you're under arrest. Yeah.
No,
you're under arrest.
Must be the shock from almost being spiders is affecting your show of gratitude.
Let's check. Let's see. You got a deed to this here land you're prospecting, Billy?
No, but...
And you still got warrants out on you?
Yeah, but...
Well, then I'm afraid there ain't no wiggle room.
Even though I saved your hides.
Even though you saved our hides, yeah.
Even though you're in a spider web and far from being free from it?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take you in.
Well, then allow me to cut you down out of that web so you can walk me to jail.
Mm-hmm. Reckon that's a plan designed to court leniency and sentencing.
Not for nothing, Marshal, but if I had olfactory sensors, your plan'd be stinking to them.
Mm-hmm. Look, it ain't my fault robots ain't got noses.
We ain't got use for them knows how.
Additionally, their presence on robots appears ridiculous.
Silly, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's just...
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anyways, the olfactory spectrum is the worst one. You come up in the negative column more than in the positive column. Smells wise.
Sure.
Can y'all just cut us down?
Oh,
starting with me.
Metal being designated Billy the
That's
Bomb.
Actually well, me,
that's
Metal
you.
Being
Why did
designated
I circle it earlier?
Billy. Metal being designated Billy the Bot.
I like it better when you say it.
I'll just keep going then, shall I? Metal being designated Billy the Bot, that's you. Know that I would incur no onus were you to release us from this web.
I'm a metal robot wearing a hat.
Yes. And I will be consumed by the spiders within me regardless of my location. This is the cycle of life. My tribe consumes the lava beasts. Giant spiders consume my tribe from within. Lava beasts consume giant spiders. Equilibrium is maintained.
Original plot from La Lion King. Okay, noted.
Cut me down.
Glad to, cowboy lady.
Oh, much obliged.
On the conditions you finished the conversation you was having.
Just let me out of here, Consarnet.
You just tell me which one of these suitors you prefer, and I'll freeze you directly.
What business is it of yours, Rubbit?
I would just tell him.
I would also be curious to know.
I would just tell him that it's me.
Well, I ain't in no mood to say. I'm going space crazy due to I'm being confined in a giant spider's web.
Then allay my curiosity and be set free.
Yeah. It would be nice to put a nail on this conversation.
It does seem as if this conversation has been going for 4 months.
A really long time, yeah.
Okay, there is a way to talk about this stuff, and there is a way not to. And under duress by a robot outlaw stuck in a giant spider web miles underground after having seen a spider massacre and having saved one suitor from being inside outed to death and finding out that the other suitor got spider eggs in him about to hatch on a day that started in fighting six robots that turned into one big robot that all but destroyed the planet 76 years ago, that ain't the way to talk about this stuff.
But if you had to choose, I do wonder.
Which you do.
Yeah, you do have to choose.
I can't give it due thinking about in my confined state.
Now, sometimes not thinking is the purest way to make a decision of that stride.
Cut me down.
This hand.
Crouch. I'll pick Crouch.
What?
Winner.
Crouch is the one my heart thinks it wants. Now get me the gold urn down.
Yes, ma'am. I respect your candors.
Free you! Well, free!
Mind your step, and now your Martian suitor, come on down.
No onus.
And you, Marshal, I leave you up there pending furtherization of our conversation.
Later on that, Billy. Red Croach is who you want, then?
I don't feel good about it, none.
On account of he's about to be baby giant spider food?
Because it ain't as if I don't love you, Nevada.
The Red Plains Rider, I am under onus to you for your decision, but I would be under further onus if I did not point out that your decision may be moot, as I feel the eggs within me beginning to hatch.
Oh God.
It is the sixth most disconcerting feeling I have ever experienced.
I promise you, Crouch, saving you is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, feelings-wise.
I cannot be saved.
Look, am I the hero of this piece, or ain't I? Red, you still got that inside out and gun, use it.
Oh!
Magropa, I am inside out. The fifth most disconcerting feeling I have ever experienced.
Yeah, 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 you'll live, you'll live. Now, stay still while Red does some stomping.
Ow! My tertiary spleen!
Sorry.
All right. All right, looks like she got them all.
And I am right side in. The fourth most...
Really? This is a pretty picture. You may have lost the girl, Marshall, but you done her a service. Maybe learning something about the selfless nature of love, which I help facilitate. So, you might if you cut me some slack as you remain without much choice in the matter.
Sorry, Billy. Rules are rules. You're coming in, functional or deactivated.
Nevada?
Step away, Red. Don't interfere. This is between Billy and me.
But...
Step away, I said.
This is the worst idea for a showdown you could have, Marshall.
Billy, I'm Sparks Nevada, the Marshal on Mars. I got a girl I like just chose my faithful Martian companion over me. I got a lawbreaker aiming to maybe give me some difficulty. I got laser six-shooters I can't reach and couldn't move if I could. I got robot fists I could use to fold you up like an origami swan if I could activate them, which I can't. But by God, I'm the Marshal on Mars and I still got a trick or two up my sleeve.
Your sleeve that's just as stuck in your spider web as the rest of yous?
Yep.
Sir, you are a bluffin'.
Bluffin'? About a remote voice-activated satellite?
What?
Equipped with a laser that can shoot you from space?
That, yes, is what I expect you're bluffing about.
Might be, Billy. You reckon you can draw faster than I can talk?
You're maybe.
Aim to find out today?
I do not. Discretion is the better part of running the way.
Oh, wow. You stared him down from a spider web.
Yep.
And he escaped.
For now.
Shall I assist you in tracking him?
No. As far as I'm concerned, we are square, onus-wise.
I am under onus to you for releasing me from my onus.
No, don't. Actually, cut me down and we'll call it even. Thank you. Look, I'm from Earth. I don't need no gal, no Martian companion to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Just need my horse, guns, fists, the threat of a space laser satellite I may or may not actually have, a lasso, and this badge. I'm leaving now. Red, Crouch, take good care of each other. I have a job to do.
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada and the Red Rider's relationship? Has the doughty marshal risked life and limb only to be pink-slipped by his potential lady love? Will the Red Rider encroach the tracker find a happily ever after? Find out next year. For December 4th and 5th, we offer an out-of-continuity special. Christmas on Mars.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.